Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We gonna get the church crunk on this one. They gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah.
Worldwide and uncensored. Praise God. And we thank God for each and every person who has called in, everybody here who has tuned in. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you to our Thursday night, hallelujah, segment, which has recently been renamed to the Anointed Movie Review featuring Valencia Scott. Praise God. Hallelujah. So later on in our program, hallelujah, Sister Valencia will be coming forth and delivering us a word from God. Hallelujah. Amen. And tonight she's teaching on the movie Training Day. Hallelujah. Amen. And she says she taught from it before, but the Lord has given her a new perspective on how to teach on it tonight. So we are very excited on hearing that word from the Lord on tonight. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight. We ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit your Holy Spirit be present, hallelujah, and dominant on the line on tonight. Lord, we bind and we rebuke and we cast away any work of the enemy on tonight. Any hindrance, hallelujah, of your word, we bind and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to thank you in advance, hallelujah, for everything that you are about to do on tonight. We thank you in advance for the breakthroughs. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for the miracles. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for the healing. We thank you in advance, Lord, for the deliverance. Hallelujah. On tonight. And we will continue to praise you. We will continue to magnify you. And we will continue to bless your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on tonight once again. We want to welcome everybody to the Anointing Movie Review. Hallelujah. Featuring Sister Valencia Scott on tonight. I am your host. Hallelujah. The Black Prince of Preachers, Elder Andre Prevost. We welcome y'all to our broadcast on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to go, hallelujah, to our throne of grace with our testimonies, our prayer requests, and our praise reports on tonight. Hallelujah. And y'all know, amen, we like to go to the scripture of Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Reading out of the King James, it reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 2 tells us we are to serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. Amen. To serve the Lord with gladness. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of us say that we serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But are we serving the Lord with gladness? Are we happy? Hallelujah. And how is our attitude? Hallelujah. When it comes to doing the work of the Lord. Praise God. For example, some of us have jobs. Hallelujah. And at those jobs, we perform tasks that are in our job description, hallelujah, that we have to do. Praise God, hallelujah, because we are getting paid, hallelujah, to do this job. Amen. But some of us have jobs, amen, that we don't like doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But we do it even though we're not happy to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We get up every day miserable, go in, clock in, work, hallelujah, and clock out. Hallelujah. Amen. But you weren't happy with doing what you were doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Lord says a lot of us treat ministry and our everyday lives living as Christians as such. We do. Hallelujah. And the bad part about it is we'll point out people who don't. But we do what we believe is the work of God. We give. Hallelujah. We feed the hungry. Hallelujah. We out there with the homeless. We ministering. Hallelujah. Amen. We on the usher board. We in the choir. Hallelujah. We on the deacon board. We are serving. Hallelujah, but are we happy to be doing what we're doing? Are you sitting there going, I could be doing something else with my time, hallelujah, besides putting up with these ungrateful people, hallelujah, who don't appreciate what I'm doing for them, hallelujah, praise God. Are you on the usher board, and you that usher, they got the bad attitude, hallelujah, the one that I don't want to go to, I don't want you to sit me nowhere, you can't sit me on a park bench, much less, hallelujah, on a pew in the church because of your attitude, because your feet hurt. Hallelujah. You really don't want to be on the usher board. You wish you would have been made the head greeter instead. You wasn't even made that, and you feel overlooked. Hallelujah. Praise God. Or you could be getting up there every Sunday preaching a powerful sermon. Hallelujah. Slaying people in the spirit every Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. But going home feeling like, what am I doing this for? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells us to serve the Lord with gladness. Praise God, I put it like this. Jesus compared to the body of Christ, the church, to being his wife several times. Hallelujah, praise God. Now, don't nobody want to be, hallelujah, married to somebody that's just going through the motions. Hallelujah, amen. Don't nobody want no cold kiss. Hallelujah, yeah, you fixed my dinner and the slippers are there and you did all that, but you don't like doing it. Hallelujah, you feel like you're obligated to do it, and if you don't do it, it's going to be a problem. Hallelujah, praise God. In other words, it's not coming from your heart. Hallelujah, amen. And the Lord says in verse 2, when we are to serve him with gladness, he don't want us to serve him, and we really don't want to do it. Hallelujah, amen. You really lukewarm, but you're acting like you're scalding hot. Hallelujah, praise God, because you're doing it, but you really don't want to do it. Hallelujah, praise God, because you feel however you feel overlooked, underappreciated, whatever it is, hallelujah. But you got to understand, the Lord says, that you are not doing it for those unappreciative people. Hallelujah, because you're right, they are unappreciative. Hallelujah, the Lord will tell you they don't appreciate nothing he does for them. Hallelujah, and the work that he's doing for them through you, they don't appreciate it. Hallelujah, amen, but the Lord says he, hallelujah, is the one who appreciates the work, hallelujah, that you do for him when you serve him. Hallelujah, not only in the church, but in your everyday life. Hallelujah, amen. When you show somebody mercy and grace, they may not appreciate it, but God appreciates it. Hallelujah, amen. When we move the people out of the way and put God in his proper place, hallelujah. Later on in verse 3, it says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. When we put God in his proper place and move people out the way, hallelujah, knowing that I'm not giving you grace. Hallelujah, amen. I'm giving God the grace that he gave me. Hallelujah, amen. I'm giving you grace. God is giving you grace through me. I'm serving God. He appreciates what I do. Hallelujah. Amen. At the job, praise God, if your customers or whoever your clientele may be, if they don't appreciate the work you do, but your boss comes to you and says, I appreciate everything you do. If nobody else does, your boss does. Hallelujah. That gives you motivation to carry on your work, even when nobody else notices what a good of a job you're doing. Hallelujah. The boss notices. Hallelujah, amen. God said tonight, even when your family don't notice, hallelujah, when that husband don't notice, their wife don't notice, when the people at church don't notice, hallelujah, when the people at work don't notice, God says, I notice, hallelujah, amen, that you are serving me, hallelujah, amen, for no other reason than to do my will. Hallelujah, than to do my bidding. Hallelujah, because you love God. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Amen. So you, because you love him, and you are doing it because you love him. Hallelujah, amen. Therefore, God says, amen, your reward, hallelujah, has been made for you. Hallelujah, you got a blessing coming. Hallelujah, for the due diligence that you have been put in. Hallelujah, for the work of God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you served them with gladness, because you was glad to do what you do even when the clients didn't appreciate it. Hallelujah. Amen. Even when the co-workers didn't appreciate it. Hallelujah. Amen. When the congregation didn't appreciate it, when the other ushers didn't appreciate it, God says, I saw, look down, and I saw what you were doing. Hallelujah. And I appreciate it. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me say this, and we're going to open up the lines. Remember, when the prophet came to David and said, David, you done took this other man's woman to be your wife, hallelujah, and you turned around and killed him, hallelujah. David did not reply, oh, my goodness, what have I done? I've defiled Bathsheba and I've killed her husband. He replied, I have sinned against God. Hallelujah, amen. See, when you lie to me, you're not lying to me, you're lying to God. Hallelujah, amen. And it goes the same way when you do good unto me. Hallelujah, amen. You're doing good unto God. You are doing God's will. That's why Jesus said, when I was thirsty, you didn't give me nothing to drink. Hallelujah. I was homeless. You didn't give me nowhere to stay. I was in prison. You didn't come see me. I was naked and you didn't give me clothes to put on my back. When they said, when did you do this? Hallelujah. Well, when did this happen? And he said, when you saw your neighbor was in need, when you saw your brother was in need, when you saw your sister was in need, and you ignored the need that they had. Hallelujah. Amen. You wasn't doing it to them. You was doing it to me. Hallelujah. He says the same as vice versa. The good you do, hallelujah, is unto the Lord. Praise God. So when we serve the Lord, hallelujah, the attitude we are supposed to have is the attitude of gratitude. Praise God on tonight. We ought to be happy to be doing what we're doing for the Most High God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You was happy when you was in the world doing what you was doing for whoever you was doing it for. Hallelujah. Even when you didn't want to do it, you was happy to do it for whoever you was doing it for because of who they were. Hallelujah. Or what they had done for you. Praise God. But look at what Jesus has done for you. And you say you love Jesus. He said, if you love me, you'd keep my commandments. Praise God. Hallelujah. If it was in your heart, if you really had an attitude of gratitude, hallelujah, you would serve me with gladness. Praise God on tonight. So if there's anybody on the line tonight with an attitude of gratitude and you have a testimony, amen, a prayer request, hallelujah, the phone line's open at this time. Praise God. So will there be one? Hallelujah. Will there be one? Amen. Amen. Will there be one on tonight?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This Sister Valencia, I just want to thank God for being so good in my life. I just want to thank him that he covered me and my family from this virus that's going on because he is just so good. And I just thank him for what he's doing, even in spite of this virus going on. You know, he's trying to the Lord trying to show us about, you know, patience, like allowing people to go to, you know, like 10 at a time, learn about more patience and learn more about love, understanding. It's just the way, I guess it's the way that you take it. Some people look at it, all of it's a negativity, but I try to find a positivity in every situation. And I just thank him. I'm not saying he don't love us all, but I just thank him that he loves us and he keeping me and my family. Even when I go to work, the Lord is covering me. I just trust him that much, knowing when I walk out that door, I know God is going to cover me. I know that God is not going to allow me to do anything to come my way, especially when I know in my heart I want to serve him with everything that's within me. And I just thank you, Elder. That's my testimony for tonight. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sister Valencia, for that testimony on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony?
Praise the Lord, Elder. This is Jennifer Williams from Long Island, New York. I just want to give God glory for what he's doing. God is awesome. That's all I have to say. God knows. So please keep the George Floyd, his family in prayer, because this world we live in today is too much evil, too much. So please. Tonight, I'm not even asking prayer for my family. I'm asking prayer for somebody else's family. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And we will keep the family in prayer all tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony or prayer request on tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's take it to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you as humbly as we know how. To tell you, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for our life, our health, and our strength. Hallelujah. For your love, your mercy, and your grace that you show and renew to us newly every day, Lord. We thank you for that on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your leadership and your guidance, Lord, through our everyday lives. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for being present in our everyday lives, Lord. Hallelujah. As we magnify you and we lift you up every day. Hallelujah, Lord. We just worship you. We just praise you. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch all the families around the world on tonight. Hallelujah. Those that are going through, hallelujah, racially motivated things. Hallelujah. Those that are going through, hallelujah, amen, self-esteem issues. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just the everyday wares of this world. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Comfort us, Lord, as we go through and know that you have a purpose, hallelujah, that exceeds above anything that's going on around us, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to stay focused on you, hallelujah, as we walk on the water in the midst of our storm. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. And Lord, we praise you at this time, and we magnify your name. Touch the woman of God tonight as she comes forth to bring forth your word. Hallelujah. Lead her and guide her on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance for the word that you are about to unfold unto us. Thank you for the revelation, hallelujah, that you are about to give us on tonight. And we will continue to praise you, magnify you, and lift your name up high and holy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on tonight once again. Hallelujah. We are getting ready to get, excuse me, into the word of God. Hallelujah. And we got none other than our very own Sister Valencia Scott coming forth to bring forth the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. And she is no stranger to the line. Y'all can catch her here every Thursday. Hallelujah. On the Anointed Movie Review. Hallelujah. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to some and present to others none other than our very own Sister Valencia Scott. It is in your hands, woman of God. Let the Lord use you in a mighty way.
Bless us, man of God. You have not checked your phone. It's a song you're supposed to play before you had introduced me, man of God.
Okay, amen. Well, you're going to have to go ahead. I don't have time to download it.
Oh, okay. Well, praise the Lord. Hello, saints. Let me go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how, repenting of anything that I've done or said that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, as I bring forth the word of God to the people of God, Father, I pray that people will be healed, delivered, and set free. God, I just thank you for the revelation of this word. I already brought this word before, God, but I just thank you for the revelation of the words that you're giving me deep down on the inside, God. You are worthy to be praised, Father. And I pray that you just hide me behind the cross in the name of Jesus, God, for your glory, in your precious son Jesus' name. Amen. I was looking forward to bringing forth the word to train today. I was planning on bringing train today. Then an hour later, God said, bring found the destination. But that's how God works. I don't run anything. God run everything. And I got a different revelation on final destination. And I just thank God for the revelation on final destination. And later, Prevo has scriptures that's going to back me up as I move forward with the word. And I brought the word to final destination before, but I was talking about the enemy. But the way that God gave me about final destination, I'm going to be actually talking about Joseph, the prophet. Okay, find a destination. It's not find a destination. It's really God's destination. And the definition for destination is the place to which someone or something is going to be sent. And the characters that's in the movie is Alex, Claire, Billy, Carter, Miss Lewis, Todd, Terry, Christy, George, and Larry. And these are the people that's on the plane, and it's everybody know about them. I'm talking about final destination, the very first one. I'm not talking about the others, the very destination that they put out. That's the one that I'm talking about. And this is I can't walk and read this, but I'm going to read this right here. They was going to Paris, and Alex, which is the chosen one, he had a premonition. He saw how the plane exploded moments after leaving the ground. Alex insisted everyone get off the plane. It was seven people, including Alex, who are forced off the plane. They all watched as the plane explodes in a fireball. He and the others survived briefly, cheating death, but they would not be able to invade their fate for long. Okay, and like I said, I'm going to be talking about Joseph. Everybody know about Joseph in the Bible. Joseph, he's the prophet. Joseph is the one that can see. Alex is the one that it can happen to see at this particular moment. And a lot of people that saw prophets know that prophets are very peculiar. You can see very good in vision and dreams, and people do not understand you. This boy was not planning on seeing anything. This boy just wanted to get on the plane and go to Paris. But as he's sitting there, he's feeling kind of funny. He's seeing all type of things, and he's sitting there relaxing on the plane. He see everything that's about to happen. So he explained it to him. Everybody looking at him crazy, like, you're lying. You making us get inside. To know he actually saw this. And this is what prophecy. Lady Prevost, can you start with those scriptures that I gave you, please? The first ones, not the ones at the end. The very first scriptures, please, Lady Prevost, as I move forward.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, the first scripture is coming from Genesis chapter 37, verse 5 through 7. And it reads, And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood right about and made obeisance to my sheaves. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Okay, we just got through, she just got through reading about Joseph, the dreams. Sometimes the dreams that you had, you can't tell everybody your dreams, because as the woman of God just read, his brothers hated him. And they hated him because he was the favorite. They hated him that he was special. That's why that they hated Joseph. Now I'm going back to Carter, the chosen one. Okay, he's seeing something. He didn't, like I said, he didn't ask to see anything, but he saw this. And they hated him because they did not understand. Just like in the Bible, they hated Joseph because they did not understand. Joseph, they did not understand why Joseph got to be the favorite. But when you chosen like that, when you're a prophet, when you can see things like that, when you're very peculiar like that, people are not going to like you. But that song God gave in this movie, God's Destination, all the type of things that this boy went through, even though they rejected him, they looked at him funny, as he kept on seeing vision and dreams about the things that's going to happen, even though the people passed, but he still saw it, regardless of what people said or how they treated him. This young man still made it his business to try to find out what's going on, to see the vision so somebody's life can be saved. Just like, let me go back to Joseph. Joseph went through some things. God wanted us to be more like Joseph. Joseph actually went through a lot, okay? And he didn't do anything, okay? When it comes to ministry, just life in general, you're going to go through some things you didn't ask to go through, but it's a certain character, it's a certain way that the Lord wants us to be. Even though Joseph's brothers, they did not like him, they lied to their father, they broke their father's heart by saying that the boy was murdered. He was not murdered, okay? They hated him. He could see as he walked up, you know when somebody don't like you. They did not like him. They threw the boy in a ditch as he crying, brothers, help me. They something knowing that this boy is crying. They really... They knew that this boy was upset, but it's too late. They got a plan in motion, okay, because of hate, okay? And then they sold the boy. They sold the boy to slavery. But see, I'm also even going somewhere with that. When you got a gift like that, there's a certain level that you got. He couldn't do what God needed him to do if he stayed with his family. See, God would move you away from your family when he got a call on your life. See, he was sold to slavery. But what I liked about Joseph did not complain about what he went through. As saints, that's what we do. We complain about what we're going through. Let me back up with Carter. Even though they talked about him, they asked, why you could, you saw it, why you couldn't stop it? The boy did not say that he was a God. The boy just was telling them what he saw. And even though he went through some things, people turning on him, talking about him, stuff like that, he still tried to help. I'm going somewhere with this. And, okay, let me go back to Joseph. Okay, he got sold, okay? Then he got to go through another test. Go through a spirit of lust. This woman lusting after this boy so hard. The boy not doing anything. All Joseph want to do is do the right thing. I'm talking about this type of spirit that God wants to have. Because I'm talking about this move, about what this boy going through. This is the type of spirit God wants us to have. No matter what we're going through, to always stay humble. Don't lie. Don't change your story. Always be the same 24/7. Because this woman lusted after Joseph so bad, then that's another lie. And I'm telling you something, saints. People will believe a lie quicker than they'll believe the truth. First, he already went through the first lie, okay, to his dad. This dad heart broken. Because he think he's dead because the brothers lied. That's the first lie. The second lie is that he raped this woman. He did not touch this woman, okay? He went to prison. You know what? Well, another thing I like about Joseph, he didn't compromise. Because he could have said, look, I miss. He could have lied and got up, but he didn't lie. God don't want want us to lie. It don't matter if we can't. God, that ain't what he wants us to do. I'm talking about Joseph's character. And this is the type of character that God wants us to have. He could have lied, but he did not lie. He took his punishment, even though he didn't even do anything. Even sometimes God will put us in a situation. He tests us. He tests our character to see what we're going to do. Even though this boy was lied on, he still kept a certain character. And even the guy knew it. The guy knew that his wife was lying. I'm saying it was just something that he knew, but he just had to do something anyway. But the favor of God that was on Joseph's life, he went to prison and he still had favor. That's another thing about ministry. Ministry has nothing to do with how you feel. Ministry is just about doing what thus says the Lord. Because let's be honest, ain't so nobody wanted to go to jail, okay? Nobody wanted to go to jail. But when you're a prophet and you have a call like that on your life, you're going to go to some different place. See, God needed Joseph to go somewhere, okay? This war can see some things. He used his gift. He stayed humble. As I read the story over, I did not hear this boy complain not one time. Saints, we complain too much. God wants us to be humble. Let me go back to Carter. Okay, they get off the plane. The only one that said thank you was Claire. And now she said, because of you, I am alive. Everybody else hated Carter because they didn't understand. People hate what they don't understand. People hate what they can't see. So they hated this boy. They looked at him like he was weird, like something wrong with him. One thing I know about Paul, I can see very well in the spirit as well. Sometimes I have to stay very silent. Sometimes when I prophesy to people, they receive me. Sometimes they don't receive me. They look at me weird. But I'm not caught up in it because I know who I am in God. But when you're a prophet, this is a few prophets. I'm not going to just go into a lot of names. It's a lot of prophets. You can see very well. And when you see like that, people look at you like you're crazy. They treat you different, but that come with it. But that come with it. You still got to be humble, just like Joseph. Okay, he get out of prison. He got the Pharaoh having vision and dreams. He's not understanding. Joseph can interpret dreams and vision. This is where God wanted him to be. Okay, let me back up about the family. The brother's going through because of a lie, because of hate, because of judge. They're going through. Don't ever think that you do wrong and it's not going to come back on you. If you do wrong, it's going to follow you. And then they feeling bad about how they felt about their brother, you know, because what all the things that they done. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing it to my remembrance. Benjamin. I remember, okay, Benjamin, that was the next favorite, okay? So they had to go, they needed some food. They had to go search for food and stuff like that, which they ran into their brother. This is the main thing that we don't have, and God wants us to have, saints. It's forgiveness. It is so many blessings that we block to forgive. And I'm telling you, Joseph have a reason. He have a reason not to forgive them. But Joseph forgave them. But you know what? Still God gave him time. God give us time, even though we don't even supposed to. With God, God's not like us. With God's saints, when we say, Lord, forgive me, he wipe it. It's like he don't remember. It's gone. Us as humans, we don't forgive. We say we forgive. Then why we always bring it up? Why we always say, well, you know you did this to me. I thought I supposed to forgave you. I'm talking about the type of spirit that God wants to have. He wants to have that Joseph spirit. Okay? He forgave his brothers. I'm going to ask the lady Prevo to bring other scriptures because I got to go back to the movie. But he forgave his brothers. They did not even know it was Joseph. And I'm picking up Joseph like 30. When he left, he was 17. When he ended up helping his brother, he was 30 years old. He went through some stuff, y'all. But I never read in this story. Now, one time did that boy complain. And I'm telling y'all, he had a reason that he could have complained. He ain't talking about, I ain't hear him saying, Lord, send me somebody. He did what thus says the Lord. Saints, I have learned, and I'm learning more and more. As long as I keep my eyes on the prize, which is God, and do what God tell me what to do, he going to give me everything against my heart is out. God, look, God know me. He know all of us. He know what we need and what we want. But if you keep your eyes on the prize and be like he tell us to be, it all comes to stay focused on what God say. If God say be humble, everybody in the Bible, he won't. Everybody had their own flaws, okay? Everybody could, like David got. David was a man after God's own heart, but he had a problem with lust. But he's chosen. Okay, look at Saul. Saul was chosen in well, but Saul got caught up in himself. Everybody like Esther. prayer. She the woman that know how to do all the praying and fasting, but she kind of got caught up to Mordecai. He had to talk to. See, everybody have their own little flaw. But what I didn't see in that Bible a lot, the only one that I saw in the Bible that did a lot of complaining and murmuring was Moses at the beginning when he told God what he can't do, and God told him what he could do. He gonna tell God that he can't go tell nobody nothing. He said, "Well, since," he said, "God, I stutter." It amazed me since how we love to tell God what our flaw is, like God don't know our flaw. God use your flaw to your ability. He said, "Well, since you still take your brother." He took him some backup. That's what I'm talking about. That's the only one I pick up that I remember right now that complained some with Moses. Everybody else in the Bible, they did not complain. So, so I go back. It's called, I go back to Claire. She said, thank you. Everybody that's treated him, if he comes to sin, visions after visions of people dying, what's about to happen to him. And he tried his best to, like, warn them, try to talk to him. But they treated this boy pretty bad. They treated him bad, but he still kept at it. He had their back. Even though they didn't have his back, he still had their back. He saw it. He always, let me think about Miss Lewis, the teacher. Okay, this is a teacher. This boy's 17 years old. Like I said, child, he didn't want to have no permanent. He didn't want to see nothing, okay? But he saw it. And as he walking up to the teacher, she said, get away from me. You scared the hell out of me. How dare you talk like that to a student? Okay, student, okay? If you are upset, you're supposed to still be professional, but why make the boy feel bad? The boy already feel bad. Something didn't happen that he has no control over. Okay, he's seeing stuff that he don't understand, and I guess this is for the people that are beginning prophets. Because when you start seeing stuff, you ain't going to understand it, okay? God give you vision and dreams. Sometimes you even have to ask God to interpret it. You got to send God. So God sent people to help you understand the dream. Being a prophet, it's something, okay? And I'm talking about the way God gave me, it's like he's not a prophet, but the way he was seeing stuff, it's like the prophet. That's why God gave me Joseph. So as he's trying to explain to them the type of stuff that he see, they still don't get it, and they will never get it. And only one that really connected with him was Claire. Claire said she could not see what he saw, but she felt it. The reason that she got off the plane. So they made the reason that the people survived when they got off the plane because they were forced off. They didn't get off because, see, when Alex woke up, he was panicking. Like, he like, the plane going to explode, the plane going to explode, the plane going to explode. And they're like, you're not funny, okay? Okay, let me back up. The whole point was he wanted to go to Paris, okay? I'm telling you, I'm going somewhere with it, like Joseph. Okay, Joseph, the chosen one. Okay, he the one that helped his family. Later on, he started from 17 to he was 30. Okay, I'm talking about Alice. Okay, the whole point, he got on there, they all supposed to go to Paris. They all went to Paris, but everybody didn't make it. The ones that went to Paris was Alice, Claire, and Carter. The other people died. See, everything that we ask God, he does it. It's just in his timing, and it is in his way. Because a lot of people died. And then when Alice, because Final Destination 2 came, come in and ask a lady preview of reading these scriptures. When Alice died, it automatically jumped to Claire. Claire is the one that she started being able to see things in vision and dreams. See, okay? Everybody have a gift. See, he went to her because she could relate to Alex. Now, she was by his side all the time. They did not understand what was going on. They all walking and feel like, what's about to happen? What's about to happen? The God that we serve, he is so doggone good. He allows us to see stuff in vision and dreams. He is so good. God don't have to show us nothing, but he is just so good that he does that. And God give us chance after chance to get it right. But, saints, we got to let go of that unforgiveness, because if you don't, you're going to block your blessing. And that's why God gave me the story of Joseph. If anybody had a reason to be upset, it should be him, because he did not do it. I'm telling you, being in ministry, you don't have to do nothing wrong. They're just not going to like. Some will, some don't. They come with it. You got to keep your character. You got to continue to be humble. You got to continue to be Christ-like. Not half the time, all the time. Not when people looking, when people not looking. See, God see when ain't nobody else looking. That's when God look at the heart. Not what you say, what you do. And he want us to walk around. He want us to have some more humility. He want us. That is the reason that the Bible is down here. He sent this book down here so we can demonstrate the way that he wants us to be. And the main thing he wants us to do is love. I told y'all, even with this going on, it's not enough love. I was talking to a woman of God. This is going to, and she very close to God. This is going to go on a while. Why? Because people still not getting it. It's still too much hatred going on, saints.
It's not forget. It's still because a few things are opening. Patience. It's no more patience. People still thinking. They think they're God. You're not God. You cannot move. You have to see God before you do anything. People still forget this is God's world. And if they say you got to do it a certain way, you got to do it the way that they say. You cannot run in here and think you Jesus Jr. because it's going to backfire. God is not pleased about a lot of stuff that's happening. That's even why the churches are shut down, because people made a mockery in the church, okay? Ministry is outside. I do, my God, since the church is shut down, God, y'all, I do more ministry now than I done when I was in the church, y'all, for real. Everybody around, because everybody home, I go to work my few days, everybody home, I'm all with God, always got me ministering. That's all he got me doing, just talking about his goodness. I'm telling y'all, telling them that this is going to pass. God is still on the throne. See, it's ministry. Ministry is outside. It ain't in that building. And if God is in you, it come out. I can't walk around. You cannot walk. I cannot walk around and allow what have happened, like with this virus, and like God is not on the throne. God allowed it because he like, wake up, my people. Wake up. Forgive. When God say forgive, he ain't say when you get ready. He say forgive, because he forgive me as soon as I say, Lord, forgive me. He don't bring you back up. The only way he discovered somebody else brought it up or I brought it back up. And when he say love, he mean love for real. God want us to love the good and the bad. He love our behinds with the good and bad. Because if I say I'm perfect, I walk on water. I am a liar. God love me with every flaw that I got in me. Why I can't love, like you said, love. See, he want us to have the characteristics, like Joseph. I'm talking about like Joseph. Even with Carter, even though they treated him, not Carter, even Alex, when they treated him bad, he still made it his business. Because he saw stuff. You can't stop it when you, I'm talking, the real problem is what I'm talking about. When you see stuff, you can't stop. You saw it. So that's pretty much, Lady Prevo, give me those last scriptures because I'm about to end. Please.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so the last scripture is coming from Genesis chapter 45:1-8. And it reads, then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried and caused every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doeth my father yet live? And his brothers could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hadn't the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years, in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he had made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord over all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Amen.
Amen. And that's the woman that God was reading. God was giving me some revelation also about that. Because Joseph had to also, even though they'd hurt Joseph about what his brothers did, he had to still be removed. Because God had to continue to mold and shape Joseph to the man of God that he wanted Joseph to be. Because God already knew that he was going to help his family. See, they had to see the God, the real God in Joseph. They saw the real God in Joseph when he forgave him, and when they did not lie. When he said, read me Benjamin, they said, we came, my father's heart can't take it because we already lost a brother. Joseph cried because he truly forgave them, because he did what God said. After everything that this man went through, he had to see God more and more to be as humble as he was. And that's him being humble. When God say, allow me to fight your battles, let God fight your battles. He was not in no prison. Since we do this, and I'm guilty, We talk too much about, and I tell the woman, God, I said, God said we talk too much and not pray enough. It's too much talking and not enough praying. It's too much talking, not enough fasting. It's too much talking, not enough consecration. We talk too doggone much. Joseph was not in prison talking about what his family did to him. We didn't see that now. We didn't see it in the Bible. He wasn't in prison talking about that woman lie. It was not even discussed. He didn't talk about none of that. All he did, and this is what God wants us to do, just do what thus says the Lord. God took care of that. The brothers went through. They had to come to Joseph. They didn't even know who he was. And he, and that's when God said he's going to get the glory high, the glory out of stuff. They're like, this is my brother Joseph. He forgave me. Look what he's doing. He's with the Pharaoh. He's doing vision and dream. He's helping us. When God said he's going to get the glory out of something, he mean it. The only way it get blocked, we get in the way. We get in the way. We want to rush God. You cannot rush God. When God said wait, that mean wait. I know it be long, but I'm telling you, look, we blessed. Because it's something, the Bible, Sarah, Paul, Sarah, I'm like, oh, dog, Sarah, what name is something? You already having a baby? I'm like, gee, we go through, but not like they did in the Bible days. My God, we blessed, at least with the women having baby. You know, us women having children, you got medication now. They didn't even have medication back there. And there was a lot of being outside. Think about all the bugs and stuff like that. Man, we come in our beautiful apartments and houses. We so blessed and so spoiled. God is just so good. He just keep on blessing, blessing. Even in this mess, he just keep on blessing and blessing. But he had, that's what I'm saying, a lot of stuff, we don't understand it. But God know exactly what he's doing. He was molding and shaping Joseph to the man of God that he is. And he could not stay. And sometimes we don't want to leave. And if you don't want to leave, God will make you leave. That boy was gone. They sold him. He had to be sold. And yes, it hurt him. Guess what? He moved on. Then he went through another hurt. I'm talking about Joseph. Got another lot of lust. Hurt again. Keep it pushing. He went to prison. He still was ministering like thus says the Lord. And he started getting his rewards. Then his family, oh, your past always come, honey. It's going to come. The brothers, oh, they hurt me. He cried about it a little bit. He talked to God about it. He was done on that. His brothers back. Then his father came. Then he got his little brother. He got his whole family back. So that's when God said he'll get the glory. It's not the, like God gave the move to found the destination. You got to think about God's destination. And God wants us to be more like Joseph, like Alex. It don't matter what people do to you. It's how you treat them. It don't matter. When I say, I said, this is why folks don't believe Christians. If I say I'm of God, I'm supposed to carry, I'm telling you, this is what God gave me now. If I say I'm a woman of God, I'm supposed to carry that all the time, not half the time. I'm supposed to conduct myself as a woman of God all the time. That's why when you out of care, they're like, well, I thought she's supposed to be a Christian. Because that's what they say. This is what they say. I'm telling y'all, if they can do it in the Bible, why we can't do it? Because we allow our flesh. It's too much flesh, and we allow too much feelings. Ministry has nothing to do with your feelings. Doing what thus says the Lord has nothing to do with your feelings. What God showed you in vision and dreams have nothing to do with you. It's just he's so good. He loves. He give us a glimpse about what's about. He don't have to give us nothing, but that's how merciful, that's how good he is. And he want us to be. He left it down here. He want us to be like the people in the Bible. And what God gave me about today is he want us to be like Joseph, your character. Humble, forgiving, stop all the talking, quit talking and pray. Get on your knees, pray. My pastor say this. This is what my pastor say. He said, you better learn how to run to the throne and not to the phone. I don't run to no phone. I run to the throne. Run to their throne and not to their phone. I call the phone the hellophone because it's too much talking. You ain't going to pray because you're talking. And I know my big mouth behind, I love to talk. I'm like, let me pray. Too much talking. I told you God gave. He says too much talking, not enough praying. Everybody's still talking about everything. What's going on? It's going to pass when God says it's going to pass. But what it's time to do now? It's time to pray and repent. It's time to continue to stay praying and repenting. That's what he wants us to cry out. The ones that will cry out. The ones that will fast. The ones that will consecrate. He know the ones that will do it. And that's what the ones that's doing it, he's pleased. The ones that just talking, he know. Look, he know. Because I talked to a powerful woman, God, this is not over. And it's, the reason it's not God, it's us, saints. It's us. This is not our world. This is God's world. I don't understand. So we got the rhythm. When you go outside and look up in the sky, this is God's world. He's still good in the midst of this. He's still so good. He's still so loving. He's still so kind. All he says is repent. And you know what? And for the ones that don't repent, guess what? He's still going to take care of them. What is it in the word? He married to the backslider. That's who we serve. He want more. He want us to be kind. I told Elder, ever since 2020, love always get in her. Because what you're dealing with, now you're talking about right now about forgiveness. That's a blessing blocker. When you don't forgive, you block your own blessing because he forgive us. So I'm done. Elder, you can play the song. It's in your hands, man of God. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to go to the throne of grace and open up the line for testimonies and prayer requests right after the song Deliver Me. Praise God.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now, that things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your Exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Tonight, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the woman of God. We thank you for the word that she brought forth on tonight, Lord. And may that word resonate in our hearts, our minds, and our souls, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the woman of God. And we ask that you continue to lead her and guide her, to mold her and shape her, Lord. Hallelujah. And to the woman of God that you want her to be. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, we just want to thank the woman of God. Hallelujah for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. On the movie Final Destination, the first one. Hallelujah. Amen. And we want to open up the phone lines at this time. If there be one on the line on tonight that has a testimony, a prayer request, a praise report, or maybe you have a comment for the woman of God about the word of God on tonight, the phone lines are open at this time. Will there be one?
Praise the Lord. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. I just thank God for the great, powerful teaching that came forth. God bless you, woman of God. Be blessed.
Amen, amen. We thank God for Sister Jennifer on tonight. Praise God. Will there be another testimony, prayer request, or comment on tonight? Amen, amen. Any more testimonies or prayer requests on tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God for each and every person who called in on tonight, everybody who tuned in on tonight. We truly hope you are blessed with a word from God on tonight. Hallelujah. And that you leave the program tonight, hallelujah, with something new. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some new perspective in some way, shape, form, or fashion on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And once again, we thank God for the woman of God on tonight that brought forth the dynamic word from God. Hallelujah. Sister Valencia Scott. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for her on tonight. We thank God, amen, for everybody who called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. Amen. First Lady, we have the scriptures on tonight. Sister Jennifer's on the line with us. Praise God, hallelujah, and we thank God for every other person who's out there on the phone lines with us and those that are listening on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook Live. Praise God. We thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we want to invite y'all back with us. Praise God. 11 o'clock service with Care Church Incorporated, headed up by our very own Bishop Mac Page. Hallelujah. And then Sunday, we missed this past Sunday, but this Sunday, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We are also changing the name from Straight Talk to Straight Up and Uncut. Hallelujah. At 5 o'clock Central Time. That's 6 o'clock on the East Coast. Hallelujah. 3 o'clock on the West Coast. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be coming forth with the power of confession on this Sunday. Praise God. Confessing the power of confessing our past sins. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to get deeper into that. There's one scripture in particular that says, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. The power of confession. I used to say all the time, if I confess to something, you can't snitch on me. Praise God. I used to use the example, if I done told my wife all of my past endeavors, you can't come along thinking, oh, she don't know him. Hallelujah. Let me drop this bombshell on her. Hallelujah. Amen. But if I've already confessed to it, hallelujah, you can't snitch on me. If that goes that way in the physical, hallelujah, does it also go that same, the same way in the spiritual? Hallelujah. If I've already confessed to my sins, the enemy can't come back and try to condemn me for something that God has already forgiven me for. Praise God. But that's going to be one of the topics on Straight Up and Uncut this coming Sunday. Hallelujah. That's 5 o'clock Central Time. We invite all of y'all back. Hallelujah. And also, amen, we've completed phase one of the Black Prince of Preachers, volume one. Praise God. We've got the recording done. Amen. So we're going to put it on CD, get it on YouTube. We're going to have our own YouTube channel just for the albums, praise God, the Black Prince of Preachers, amen. We're going to have that set up within the coming week. Hallelujah, amen. So we will be sending texts out and all notifications for that. Amen, praise God. And we appreciate all of y'all's support from Blog Talk, amen, to Facebook, amen, praise God, to the music as well, praise God, and the YouTube. We appreciate each and every last one of you. Hallelujah, for your support in the ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. So like we said, we invite y'all back on Sunday. Praise God. And, of course, next Thursday, the Anointed Movie Review will be back again with Sister Valencia Scott. Hallelujah. Amen. And like I said, we've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight, and we look forward to seeing y'all. Hallelujah, in the future. Before we close out, we want to make sure there's no more prayer requests or testimonies before we close out on tonight. So is there any more testimonies or prayer requests on the line before we close out on tonight?
I don't have a prayer request or a testimony, but I would just like to say that I thank God that I did dial in. I was a little delayed in getting in on the line, but it has been a blessing. I have some takeaways from tonight's study.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Sister, we thank God, amen, for you on tonight. Praise God. What is your name?
I'm Prophetess Susie Mole.
Amen, amen. Yeah, you called in before. Praise God.
Yeah, once before. It's been a while back. Maybe a month or so, I think. Something like that, yeah.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you on the night. Amen. And we hope you dial in with us again very soon. Praise God. And we thank God for you on the night.
Praise God. I will be dialing in again. I just didn't want to say, I just don't be wanting to say much on the call. I'm going to pray about that too. Of being so
amen.
Quiet, you know, on the line. Yeah.
Amen, amen, because, yes, ma'am, because all comments are welcome on here. Praise God, hallelujah. We used to have a saying, everything you can't do in church, hallelujah. You know, they don't let you talk in church. Praise God, they don't let nobody talk in church. Praise God, hallelujah. But now on the line, we try to be open and open for discussion, open for comments, open for any revelation that God might give you. To give to us, praise God, we are open to it at any and every time, praise God. So we in, We invite you, amen. Like you said, pray about it, amen. And if the Lord puts something on your heart to share, feel free. Praise God.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Amen. And we thank God for you all tonight. Praise God. And if, and everybody else who's called in on tonight and tuned in, we thank God for each and every last one of you. And we'll see y'all next time. Let's go ahead and go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight. As we leave this place, remember from your presence, we simply pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. We'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ, Worldwide and Uncensored. And I'm going to leave y'all with one of my new singles, I'm Just a Nobody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all have a blessed night. We'll see y'all next time.
Yeah. Just a nobody, you know what I'm talking about? A nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. Y'all old heads know what I'm talking about. Check me out. Let's go. Hell is hot. But heaven is paradise. Jesus told me obedience is better than sacrifice. But people hard-headed and deaf, they ain't listening. In order to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. Look at your watch, it's time to change your mind. Second wishes in heaven, you say I'm on my grind. But the devil can't stop me, I resist and watch you flee. Bring everything you got, so whether it be nothing to me. Cause I got God on my side, the first lady in my ride. I took the word from the booth, pulpit, and the prayer line. And I still shine, but now my life's over. Right. I lifted his name and I took flight overnight. Now I write him down, put him on the track and let y'all run with him. I'm having vision after vision, and I'm gonna get him, and I'm gonna live him. I'm walking the word and looking to my future. My whole past is blurred. So listen, here we go again. I got my pad and my pen. I repented of all my sins. Start fresh again, again. I'm like Khaled in the choir, boy. All I do is win. Blessings raining in my life, boy. All I do is grin. Everlasting, omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody. Who can save anybody, save anybody. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What can he do?
Who can save anybody.
They gon' hate me now. I got the flow to make your favorite rapper retire. And I'm being led by the spirit. When I fit it, y'all feel it. And you know that I'm the real. You getting chills when you hear this. I rep the most high. I'm blessed, that's no lie. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Say what? They both fly. You get it? They both fly. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Yeah. He my shepherd, I don't want for nothing. I fell off, came back, and I ain't never stopped studying. He been calling my name. I just had to stop running. I'm just telling y'all, repent. The day of the Lord is coming. Yeah, you're living wrong. You better get it right. Cause he coming back like a thief in the night. You don't know the day. You don't know the hour. But I'm on that empire. It ain't about the money. It's about the power. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Time to go to work cause it's harvest season. Bring your burdens and cares to the throne and leave them. Cause he cares for you. That's the whole reason. Never less than omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving. That's the God I serve. And I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody.